You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mix 100, your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy playing a little boo thing. You got to say it like that too, Josh.
Exactly.
Little like boo thing. Paul Russell this morning. Hey, our text line is open. I just turned it on. I forgot to a little bit ago. But it is on. That's if you want to text us this morning, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And that's the same number if you ever want to reach out and talk to your boys here in the studio. That one makes actual real-life voice phone calls, too. So you can call that to text us as well. We should probably dive into a trending report. Big news coming out from AT&T this morning, Josh. Last week was that big outage.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Do we know a final number of how many phones went down?
What do you have AT&T?
I don't.
I don't either.
So it didn't.
I was fine.
Everything was great in the world of Verizon.
Yeah. A little shout out.
But I guess tens of thousands of AT&T customers were affected by that massive outage last week. They're saying it was a botched network update.
Oh no.
Oh no. Somebody screwed up.
Someone, got fired.
Some intern really jacked things up.
Oh, was I not supposed to do that? Oh, my bad.
My bad. Outage is something like 12 hours. And, of course, now customers are demanding to be reimbursed, and AT&T is actually going to credit accounts. Each person right now is looking to get about $5 applied.
They're so sweet.
Back to their bill.
They're
$5.
So for 12 hours of not being able to call.
Yeah, they say that's not, doesn't seem like much, but AT&T says that $5 is the average cost of a full day of service.
All right, that's fair.
So, I don't know. Beep, boop, bop, boop, do the math.
I was like, they can pull any, money number out of their butt and be like, sure, that works, and we're just going to say, okay.
Yeah. Right.
We can't prove anything.
Anyway, some of you got $5 coming your way. It's a good Monday. I know Dom usually dives into some sports stuff. Do you want to handle some of that?
Sure,
any,
we
any
can.
Any big sports stuff this weekend?
Nuggets and Avs played over the weekend. Avs played the Maple Leafs. They had a bit of a barn burner. They ended up losing 4-3, but that was one of the best games they've played all season. It was fun, fast-paced, good time. And your Nuggets, they won 127-112 over the Trailblazers on Friday, and then they won again with the season sweep over those Golden
State
Warriors.
The season sweep?
Season sweep. They beat the Golden State Warriors the entire season this year.
Wow.
They won 119-103. Your Nuggets are on a roll. Avs are a little stagnant right now.
What's going on with them?
You know
on,
what?
They're just not
getting pucks to the net. They're not doing a good
job
forechecking. Their back checking's been a little lackadaisical.
We're just not leaving it all out on the ice.
That's the biggest thing.
It's the biggest thing.
They're not playing as a team, Jer.
Josh, thank you for that sports report. Now, hold on. Let me pull my eyes back from rolling way to the back of my head.
Well, I know you watched the games over the weekend, so that wasn't for you.
Did you watch America's Funniest Home Videos last night?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Oh, you missed it? It was so good last night. It was so good. Anyway.
I love AFV, man. I do. I'm a big AFV fan.
I did not watch one bit of sports this weekend. I do have some breaking celebrity news we can probably talk about this morning. This is a big deal, Josh. News just coming into the Mix 100 studios this morning. Justin Timberlake had to call off his solo concert on Friday night in London because he has the flu.
Oh, no.
This Justin Timberlake has the flu. His quote is, "I thought it was getting better, but it just took a turn for the worse."
I can't sing, girl.
Oh, can't sing, girl.
Can't sing.
Wow. T's and P's with Justin Timberlake. That's,
what are the girls he's singing to now? Are they all in their late 30s now as well? And
Does
the fandom just grow with them?
Right. So my sister was a huge JT fan, and she's 40. So
okay. Yeah. I mean,
40-year-olds
grow up. Yeah.
I'm sure there's some people in their 30s that still like him. Anyway. thoughts and prayers with Justin this morning because he has the flu. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182, the lead singer, kind of did a funny over the weekend. I guess Taylor Swift was playing a stadium in Sydney, and just down the road, Blink-182 was playing another arena show, and he decided to go over to the, I think it was, what's the name of that stadium? Anchor Stadium, something like that. I don't know. And he started recording himself telling all the Swifties going in that they should be going to the Blink-182 concert.
No
Blink-182 concert instead.
That's
funny. The video's kind of gone viral today, and it's really darn funny.
Those guys are funny, man.
They're so good,
they're
Josh.
Hilarious.
They're so good. I think they're part of our 20 and 20 concert series thing that we're
now
doing.
That might be worth it
altogether.
I mean, Blink-182, man, they put on a show.
Oh, they're so funny, man. So good. according to a new poll, Oppenheimer is the pick of most Americans to win Best Picture at the Oscars in a couple weeks.
Did you ever end up seeing that?
I didn't see Oppenheimer. I didn't see Barbie.
Oh, you didn't
see
anything.
I didn't see, is Killers of the Flower Moon on there? American Fiction?
Oppenheimer
and many
was
more.
Good, man. It
was
good.
Really good?
It's long. Like, you gotta pick out 3 hours.
I heard
the
you gotta commit.
You do, but it's good. I mean, it is okay. Very well done. And I loved the, I guess, juxtaposition. I'm going to throw that big word in today. Of the black and white scenes versus the color scenes. Because the color scenes essentially are what...
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Well, it's been out for... It's been out since July, everybody. But
that's good. That's a good warning, like, for people that haven't seen it and they're watching it and all of a sudden it goes to black and white and they're like, oh my God, what happened to my vision?
That... Well, that's what I see in every day. So
you're like a dog, right?
Yeah, it's no, it's just cool. There's the realistic scenes that are like factual, and then versus what Christopher Nolan kind of interpreted.
Right.
So I
all
like
right.
that. It was cool.
Well, most people are saying that that's the one that should be winning Best Picture.
It's
so
good.
We shall see. Mr. Eminem is in the news this morning. There's some pictures of him floating around from the weekend. I guess he still uses a BlackBerry to communicate.
No way.
And no Zears. That's not like a fruit of some sort. That's a little digital device that was pre-iPhone.
Why are all the phones fruit? We have Apple and BlackBerries and
right,
all that
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right.
I mean, give me a good Nokia. Come on.
Yeah.
You speaking could, of something that would survive
kill a man
an
with
Oppenheimer
a Nokia.
Bomb, a
yeah.
Nokia. Yes.
You could kill a man with that phone. So anyway, there's a bunch of pictures of him working with DJ Woo Kid. Familiar?
Yeah.
Anyone?
No.
Love me some DJ Woo Kid.
Woo? Like W-U?
No, wait. Oh, maybe it's Who. DJ Who Kid. DJ Who Kid?
I have
Woo
no
Kid?
Idea. The Who?
Nobody knows. Anyway, there's pictures of him sitting on a couch using a BlackBerry.
Did you ever have a BlackBerry?
I had a BlackBerry back in the day.
Did you ever play the game Brick Breaker?
Yeah. It
Dude,
wasn't the Snake
game,
one was
no,
on there,
No, it wasn't
too.
Snake. It was Brick Breaker, specifically on BlackBerry. And that game I could have played... For days on end. It
you
was
probably
so
could dig one of these up on eBay and play it again.
No, because now they're going to be past. Expensive, and they're going to, because they're retro. So the BlackBerrys are
honestly,
going for like $800 now.
I'm wondering, because of this story and with Eminem using the BlackBerry, that it is going to be one of those things where
probably.
The Zers are like, oh my God, I got to get one of these.
Absolutely.
I had a belt clip for mine too.
Did you really?
Don't want to brag, but it was pretty awesome.
Whip that puppy out.
With my
that's
white
how,
New
that's
Balance shoes.
That's how you got
shoes.
Nicole, isn't it? That's
oh,
how you
yeah.
got her. Like, whip out the BlackBerry.
Let me text you. I can text like
I have
crazy.
A full QWERTY
keyboard. Don't want to brag. Full keyboard.
That's so good.
What else is going on this planet? Guinness World Records has revoked the title of the oldest dog ever from that Bobby dog. We've talked about Bobby
really?
For many days on this show. Supposedly 31 years old when he died last October, but now they're saying there was insufficient evidence of Bobby's age. So they're going to pull that record back. Poor dog.
Bobby was really like 11.
Like right before he died, he was like, I got the record.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares.
He looked old, man.
Yeah, he's in doggy
heaven. He looked
heaven.
Really,
okay.
really. He went over to the Rainbow Bridge, right?
He did. You know he say? Did.
Some Stanley news this morning. I guess several lawsuits have been filed against Stanley as customers allege that the company did not disclose the presence of lead in all those Stanley cups that everybody's scooping
is
up.
There I gotta tell my girl has like 87 Stanley
cups.
Oh,
she's one
so
of those.
We need to. I gotta let her know that
she's one of those.
I don't drink out of them.
A recent filed lawsuit claims that if the popular Stanley tumbler is damaged, customers can potentially be exposed to lead. Mm,
makes the water taste good, though.
It tastes like pennies. Anyway, allegedly.
Well, now I'm wondering, because I have the other version of those. What do our cups have in there?
Oh, I've got the Yeti.
Yeah, the Yeti.
The
that's
Yeti?
What it is,
if
yeah.
I ding a Yeti?
What happens then?
Who hasn't dinged a Yeti?
Is there lead in those bad boys, though?
Probably. Speaking of killing a man, like...
But it keeps... I know. Oh, my gosh. But it keeps your water so cold.
So cold, Josh. This is good news, and then it's... I'm a little worried about this news, too. Coming from Stanford University, involving 17 senior communities, found that the majority of participants who strapped on a virtual reality headset had positive benefits. It improved their emotions, a more positive attitude, felt less isolated... So all the seniors are walking around with the headsets on.
I think this stuff isolates you more, man. It's
but
scary.
If you're a senior in a retirement community and you can't get out, I mean, that's truly an escape.
Yeah.
But we've also seen the videos where people are standing there with those things on and they start like throwing punches or something and they tumble
or fall down
into
which
the
is a
front
problem
of a light
in
rail.
The senior community.
Yes.
You don't want them to fall
falling
down.
Falling is a
I'm
problem.
I'm not making a joke. I mean, it's true. Yeah. It's
that's life.
Yeah.
And
is,
you strap one of these things on and they're up there, you know, doing a boxing simulation. And next thing you know,
how many seniors living
grandma
in the senior
Ma
living
is,
the boxing situation?
You don't know. And grandmama's on the ground.
You're right. You're right. It's that could be a problem.
It could be a problem. So maybe they're making them sit and do just like pinball or something.
I don't know.
I'm a little worried about that.
I agree.
I do love this story floating around this morning about a hotel guest who's gone viral. L something or other. She ordered a $20 room service meal. and it was supposed to be like some fancy high-end spaghetti dish or whatever. Turns out it was a $3.79 bag of Trader Joe's spaghetti.
Yummy spaghetti.
It's
okay.
Spaghetti.
Yummy.
And so this hotel is just warming up this $3 bag of spaghetti, tossing it on a fancy silver plate, and they're charging $20.
Can I say something about a hotel stay I had one time? And I won't name the place, but I was just on a road trip with my dad a long time ago, and we stayed at this place that they were like, free continental breakfast. And we're like, okay, nice. That's great. It was Fruit Loops in a styrofoam bowl, nothing else. And you had the little milk carton. They were like, "Oh, there's your milk and all that stuff." That's their free.
I'm not seeing a problem, Josh. I'm not seeing a problem.
Fruit Loops, styrofoam bowl. Oh,
yeah.
That's just a joke that I will have that lives on with my dad. I mean, oh, it was so funny when we went down to the breakfast bar and saw that. Oh,
classy.
So nice. It was the Broadmoor. No, I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, bite your tongue. They actually feed you the cereal while you're there.
Yes, so, that's what it is. It was great.
Then finally, here's your Fat America. According to the International Dairy Foods Association, I love those wackadoos.
Yeah.
They say the chocolate chip ice cream is no longer one of America's favorites.
What?
What do you think took the top spot? What do you think?
Rocky Road?
Try again.
Mint.
Try again.
Okay, I don't know.
Let's keep going until you get it.
Vanilla.
Keep going.
The peanut butter one.
Nope, keep going.
Sherbet.
Nope.
Sherbet.
Nope.
Sherbet.
Try sherbet. Again.
I don't know. I have no idea. Avocado.
Nope, try again.
I don't know.
It's funny, they do have avocado
ice
cream.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's
yeah.
like for low cholesterol. Cookies and cream.
Oh, okay. Well, duh.
You didn't say cookies
and
cream, did
idiot.
You?
Idiot. No, I'm so stupid.
Cookies and cream is now taking the top spot, followed by vanilla chocolate, and then the mint chocolate chip.
That's good. Okay.
Made an appearance, buddy. I love me some cookies and cream ice cream.
I like mint chocolate chip.
Yeah. Yeah, so do children. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to some new luxury Balenciaga bags.
Ooh.
$1,700. And they all look like bags of chips. It's a leather bag that comes in three varieties, salt and vinegar, cheese and onion, and spicy chili. And they're $1,700.
And people are going to buy
them. And people will buy them. Usually these stories say that they're already sold out. I don't see that.
Not yet.
But
Balenciaga
it's
may have
coming. So check out these ridiculous bags on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that is ridiculous. What is trending today, my friends.